Good morning. I'm Natalie with KQNK. Today is Monday, May 8th. Currently with fair skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is north at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.03. The dew point is 46 degrees, and the wind chill is 49 degrees. It's 8:04 and time for Kansas News.
Kansas Information Network News, I'm Jen Austin. Emporia police have released the name of an individual killed in a train pedestrian accident Thursday afternoon. Julio Flores has more.
According to Emporia Police Captain Ray Mattis, 85-year-old John Spies was crossing the railroad tracks on Commercial Street heading south where he was struck by an eastbound train just before 3 p.m. Spies was pronounced dead shortly after the arrival of Emporia Fire, EMS, and Emporia Police at the scene. Police say Spies was using a walker, and police believe this may have played a major factor in the cause of the accident. However, exact details have not been announced. For the Kansas Information Network, I'm Julio Flores.
The new state budget includes more than $21 million for college students who need financial help. Wichita State University gets the largest amount, more than $4.2 million. University of Kansas will also get over $4 million. Kansas State will get $3.9 million. Fort Hays State will receive $3.5 million, and Pittsburgh State will get $1.8 million. The money will go toward need-based scholarships. This is Kansas Information Network News.
Your operation means everything to you. It's your business, your calling, your way of life. That's why it's our life's work at QSI to deliver quality post-frame structures tailored to the everyday needs of your farm or ranch to protect livestock and equipment and keep your operation running at its highest level. Team up with QSI on your next project. Explore custom-built ag solutions for Kansas and Western Missouri today at QualityStructures.com.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks or stereotypes, don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and That.
Good morning, I'm Natalie Hadley with your KQNK News. Brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, serving all of your chemical and fertilizer needs. A three-judge panel of the Kansas Court of Appeals will hear oral arguments tomorrow, Tuesday, May 9th, at the Huck Boyd Community Center in Phillipsburg. Judge Sarah Warner, Angela Cobble, and Rachel Pickering will hear oral arguments in two sessions at 10 a.m. and 6 p.m., and both of the sessions are open to the public. The morning session, which includes two cases, will be attended by students from several area high schools. At 9:30 a.m., before the morning oral arguments begin, the judges will discuss the court system and explain how a case progresses from filing to trial to appeal. After hearing the morning cases, the judges will be available to answer questions from students and other members of the public about the court and court procedures. The evening session will consist of an oral argument and one appeal that arose out of Phillips County. And again, after the argument, the judges will accept questions from the public about the judicial process. Following the evening argument, there will be a reception where members of the community can speak more casually with the judges. Attorneys for each side will have the opportunity to present arguments to the judges, and the judges will have a chance to ask questions. The court will then take each case under consideration and will issue a written decision at a later date, usually within 60 days. There are 14 judges on the Court of Appeals, and they sit in panels of three to decide cases. In fiscal year 2022, the Court of Appeals resolved appeals in 1,060 cases, including 781 in which the court issued formal written decisions. The three cases to be heard on May 9th in Phillipsburg originate from Ness, Marion, and Phillips counties. The cases to be heard at 10 a.m. include State of Kansas versus Adrian Garcia Origel out of Ness County, and this is a criminal appeal, and State of Kansas versus Amy D. Stutzman out of Marion County, and this is also a criminal appeal. The case being heard at 6 p.m., Rodney L. Ross et al. And Norman Terry Nelson et al. Is out of Phillips County, and this is a civil appeal. The ST and Mabel Nuttycombe Charitable Trustees are pleased to announce the selection of scholarship awardees for the school year beginning August 2023, and the trustees are awarding scholarships totaling $37,000 to students in Phillips and Norton County. The recipients include, for the $2,500 renewable scholarships from Phillipsburg, Lauren Hirsink, the $3,000 scholarships from Logan, Madison Brackney, from Phillipsburg, Heather Skimper, and from Norton, Libby Puga. The $2,500 scholarships from Phillipsburg, Trinity Gross, and McKenna Russum, and from Norton, Colin Brooks. The $1,500 scholarships from Phillipsburg, Taryn Sides, from Northern Valley, Shaley Vesteca, and from Norton, Cooper Bailey, Dean Clark, Ellie Katz, and Avery Porter. And the $1,000 scholarships for Votech and JUCO from Logan, Chelsea Brown, and Kaylee Euland. From Phillipsburg, Jaden Bells, Cadence Lamont, Jalen Miller, and Madison Solita. And from Norton, Ella Carter, Lillian Hoft, and Jalen Rumback. A statewide student entrepreneurship challenge featuring 77 high school and 5 community college teams from across the state has awarded entrepreneurial-minded students $75,000 in total prize money. The 10th Annual Kansas Entrepreneurship Challenge gave students from around the state experience in the process of making a business proposal, and the event was organized by Kansas State University's Center for the Advancement of Entrepreneurship. The Kansas Masonic Foundation sponsored the event, and Network Kansas also supported. Prior to the Kansas Entrepreneurship Challenge, many of the teams competed in a local-level competition series hosted by Network Kansas, known as the Youth Entrepreneurship Challenge. The winning team from each of the 56 local competitions automatically qualified for a spot in the Kansas Entrepreneurship Challenge, and all qualifying teams received $700. The Kansas Entrepreneurship Challenge saw teams compete in 3 events, a mock boardroom session, a trade show, and a trading card game to test the students' entrepreneurial mindset. In the mock boardroom, judges reviewed each team's executive summary and had 10 minutes with each team to ask questions about their business. The judges' scores were used to determine winners in the different competition divisions. In the trade show event, students showcased their products and services to guests at the competition, and then the guests voted for their favorite ideas. In the high school competition, Kinsey Skirtland of Norton was one of 5 students winning $1,700. In Nebraska news, according to the National Weather Service, a confirmed tornado tore through parts of central Nebraska on Friday night, causing damage to structures, power lines, and homes. The National Weather Service reported that on Saturday night, the tornado touched down at Johnson Lake and was rated EF1 with wind speeds of 95 miles per hour. The service stated the tornado began at roughly 10:54 p.m. on the northwest side of the lake, and it then crossed the lake and caused more damage on the east side of the lake before lifting at 11 p.m. According to residents in Lakeview Acres, the damage was so severe they called on help from people outside the area to clean up debris. Southeast of Lakeview Acres, the city of Franklin was pummeled with hail, reportedly breaking windows and doing so much damage to the greens at Franklin County Country Club, they had to close down until further notice. Early estimates are in the tens of thousands of dollars, and that's just for the damage done to the golf course alone. The Nebraska State Patrol reported that a woman was arrested on Thursday after she led troopers on a high-speed chase near Kearney. At around 9:10 p.m. on Thursday night, a trooper tried pulling over an Infiniti G37 that was going 117 miles per hour on Interstate 80 southwest of Kearney. However, the driver, later identified as 46-year-old Rebecca Brown of Kimball, continued heading west, reaching speeds over 140 miles per hour. Later on, a trooper deployed stop sticks, which slowed Brown's vehicle until she drove it into a ditch. After about 7 minutes of refusing to exit the vehicle, Brown then came out of the vehicle and was taken into custody. Brown was arrested on suspicion of flight to avoid arrest, willful reckless driving, obstructing a peace officer, possession of drug paraphernalia, and several traffic violations. She was lodged in the Dawson County Jail. Nebraska officials announced that the man who was shot on Monday by authorities in West Lincoln has died. In a press release on Saturday, the Lancaster County Sheriff's Office said 35-year-old Chase Abney died at a hospital from injuries suffered in the officer-involved shooting, which happened near Southwest 27th and O Streets. Sheriff Terry Wagner said Abney had followed authorities who were conducting surveillance at a motel, and 2 Nebraska State Patrol troopers and a Lincoln police officer then asked Abney to get out of his vehicle. Wagner said Abney then fired a shot at authorities who returned fire. After receiving first aid, Abney was taken to a local hospital where he later died, was pronounced dead. The sheriff's office says an autopsy has been scheduled for Monday. I'll be back with more in just a moment.
Firebolt Ag is a full-service fertilizer and chemical retailer. They customize products for individual farmers' needs, with the primary focus being customer profitability. Let Josh and Jack help you get the most out of your farm ground. They also provide in-house marketing with Ron Wall of Flatwater Solutions. Visit Ron in Phillipsburg or call Josh at 785-854-8484 or Jack at 308-840-2819. Firebolt Ag, your leader in agriculture.
According to the unofficial minutes of the Norton City Council meeting that was held on May 3rd, the Norton City Council met in regular session at 5:30 p.m. with Mayor Jerry Jones presiding, and the council members present were Ron Briery, Andrew Black, Dennis Gilhausen, Robert Bowman, and Gerald Jones, along with others to present business or observe. A motion was made by Robert Bowman and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve the April 9th, 2023 City Council meeting minutes, and the motion carried. And there were four building permits presented for approval. Dallas Goslin reported that the Norton County Economic Development has been awarded the base grant, and they are currently working on completing the process to get the 50% disbursement up front. And with that, the city had pledged $100,000 to the base grant. Dallas stated that it's now time for the city to either disburse the money or pass a resolution. A motion was made by Andrew Black and seconded by Ron Briery to direct the city attorney to draft a resolution stating the city's financial commitment of $100,000 to the base grant. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Dallas then presented the application for highway access from the Kansas Department of Transportation for the council's support. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to accept and support the Norton County Economic Development's application for highway access. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Lastly, Dallas introduced J.R. Roble, who was present on behalf of PETRA. J.R. provided information on the process and timeline for the Moderate Income Housing Project grant through the Kansas Housing Resources Corporation. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to have the city attorney prepare a resolution for the moderate income housing application, and the motion carried. Don Rivera with the Western Kansas Child Advocacy Center reported on the services they provided in 2022, and a motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Ron Briery to approve a donation of $4,000 to the Western Kansas Child Advocacy Center, and the motion carried. City Attorney Abigail Horn reported that she met with Judge Hawks and the court clerk, Veronica Rojas, and they would like to present and inform the Public Safety Committee their plan for cleaning up old case files. And a Public Safety Committee meeting was then scheduled for 4 p.m. on May 16th. Police Chief Jay Sharp reported on department activities, and Dennis Gilhausen reported that the Finance Committee met and reviewed the 2024 capital budget requests from each department. City Administrator James Maru reported that the water tower has been completely drained and the crews have started cleaning and working on both the inside and outside of the tower. The maintenance is estimated to be complete in 4 to 6 weeks. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Dennis Gilhausen to waive the third formal reading of Ordinance 1760, which is an ordinance amending Chapter 15, Article 5, pertaining to solid waste, the duty of owner-occupant within the city of Norton, Kansas. And a motion was then made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to adopt Ordinance 1760. The votes were taken and the motions carried. A motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve the Norton Area Chamber of Commerce's application for cereal malt beverage special event license for consumption on the premises at a confined area inside the Elmwood Park Speedway on July 7th. The vote was taken and the motion carried. A motion was made by Dennis Gilhausen and seconded by Gerald Jones to approve a financing application with Ford Credit for the purchase of 2 2023 Ford Police Interceptors, pending further information on the financing terms. The vote was taken and the motion carried. Andrew Black scheduled a utility committee meeting for 3:30 p.m. on May 16th, and a motion was made by Ron Briery and seconded by Andrew Black to approve appropriating Ordinance Number 9 as a whole. The motion carried. The council then adjourned at 6:12 p.m. Memorial services for Norma Wegener, 99 of Norton, will be held on Saturday, May 13th at 10:30 a.m. at Redeemer Lutheran Church in Norton. Memorial contributions may be made to the Redeemer Lutheran Church and sent in care of Plummer Gopper Funeral Home, 215 West Main Street in Norton. A private family burial was held at the Norton Cemetery on May 5th. Condolences may be left at plummergopper.com. Your menu today for Eisenhower Elementary School. For lunch, you'll be having taco crunch, peaches, tossed salad, chocolate cake, and milk. For Norton Community High School and Junior High, your lunch today will be sausage gravy and biscuits, fruit and milk. And for Northern Valley Schools, your lunch today is Cook's Choice. Your schedule today for Norton Community Schools, at 6:30 p.m., the 5th grade band concert, and at 7 p.m., the USD 211 Board of Education meeting. I'm Natalie Hadley. Your KQNK News was brought to you by Firebolt Ag, LLC, Farmers Helping Farmers to Succeed. You can contact Firebolt Ag today to get the most out of your farmland. Your KQNK weather forecast is being brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, your Norton experts for all of your pest control needs. Your forecast for today, it should be sunny with a high near 83 and a northwest wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour. For tonight, there is a slight chance of showers between 11 p.m. and 1 a.m., and then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. with increasing clouds and a low around 55. There should be an east wind of 5 to 10 miles per hour, and the chance of precipitation tonight is 50%. On Tuesday, there's a 50% chance of showers and thunderstorms, otherwise partly sunny with a high near 81 and a southwest wind of 5 to 15 miles per hour. And on Tuesday night, showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm before 1 a.m., then a chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 a.m. It should be mostly cloudy with a low around 57. The chance of precipitation Tuesday night is 60%. I'll be back with the rest of your forecast in just a moment.
If you've got bugs, we know what a nuisance that can be.
Lock them out. From Hinkle Termite and Pest Control, Lock 'em Out is our very effective residential insect prevention program. We'll come to your place and treat your foundation plus all insect entryways. And while we're there, receive a free termite inspection. Call Mr. Rich Wenzel, our certified technician in Norton, at 785-202-0167. That's 202-0167.
Continuing with your weather forecast, on Wednesday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Then showers are likely and possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. Should be partly sunny with the high near 85 and breezy with wind gusts as high as 30 miles per hour on Wednesday. On Thursday, there's a chance of showers and thunderstorms before 7 a.m. Then a chance of showers between 7 a.m. and 1 p.m. And then showers and likely possibly a thunderstorm after 1 p.m. on Thursday. Should be partly sunny with a high near 78 and breezy. On Friday, there's a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms after 1 p.m. Should be sunny with a high near 81. On Saturday, a 20% chance of showers. Should be mostly sunny with a high near 81. And on Sunday, a 30% chance of showers. Partly sunny with a high near 73. Currently with fair skies, it is 52 degrees. The humidity is 82%. The wind speed is north at 10 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is 30.03. The dew point is 46 degrees. And the current wind chill is 49 degrees. Your weather was brought to you by Hinkle Termite and Pest Control right here in Norton. You can call Hinkle Termite and Pest Control at 785-202-0167 for all of your pest control needs. It is 823.
No matter who we call family, when we choose to get the flu shot, we're protecting them. That's especially true for those who are 65 and older and people with chronic conditions like heart disease, diabetes, or stroke. Getting the flu shot every year decreases your chances of getting the flu. If you do get the flu, the vaccine makes you less likely to be hospitalized or die from it. Protect yourself and the ones you love by getting your flu shot. Learn more at heart.org/flu.
Your Kansas Sports Report is being brought to you by United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything they do for you.
Create new memories on your adventures with Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid cards at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, When you're ready for your next adventure, keep it going smoothly with our convenient app to manage your money wherever you are. CU Money cards are compatible with mobile wallets. Secure and funds are quick and simple to access. Get your Visa CU Money reloadable prepaid card today at United Northwest Federal Credit Union, where everything we do for you. NCUA Insured.
KIN Sports, I am Fulton Castor. The Kansas City Royals dropped 2 of 3 games to the Oakland Athletics over the weekend at Kauffman Stadium. Royals pitching struggled the first 2 games of the series, allowing 17 runs in those 2 matchups, both losses. The Royals avoided the sweep with a win over Oakland 5-1 in the series finale on Sunday afternoon at the K. The veteran Ryan Yarbrough got the start and turned in his best performance of the weekend by a Royals starter. Yarbrough went 5 2/3 innings, allowing 3 hits and 1 run against Oakland en route to the win. He was removed in the 6th, however, after being hit in the face by a line drive. The Athletics earned their first series of the win by taking 2 of 3 from the Royals. Kansas City is now 2-4 through 6 games on this current 10-game homestand. The Royals will welcome the Chicago White Sox to town to begin a 4-game series tonight, starting tonight to wrap up the homestand. Veteran Zach Greinke will head to the mound to try and get the series started off on the right foot for Kansas City this evening. Greinke will be opposed by the ace for the Chicago White Sox, Dylan Cease. KIN Sports. I am Fulton Castor.
Are you in the market for a new compact utility tractor but worried about the cost? For a limited time, Prairieland Partners is offering 0% interest for 72 months on select John Deere compact utility tractors. That's right, you can buy the tractor you need right now without worrying about high interest rates and take advantage of low monthly payments. Don't wait. Stop by or visit PrairielandPartners.com. Offer ends June 30, 2023. Some restrictions apply. See PLP for details.
Prairieland Partners.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real Steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trade...
In order to take care of others, begin by taking care of yourself. Norton Medical Clinic is here to get you started on the right path. If you are a Medicare patient, it's important to schedule your yearly wellness visit with your primary care provider. This appointment includes routine measurements, reviewing your medical history and current prescriptions, along with personalized health advice and advanced care planning. Make yourself and your loved ones a priority and schedule an appointment today. Our providers at Norton Medical Clinic look forward to serving you through all stages of life.
Kansas Agriculture Network Markets.
Good morning, everyone. I'm Greg Akagi. Right now, let's check the weather.
Good morning. Some severe storms produced large hail over parts of northwest and extreme northern Kansas last night. 2-inch diameter hail fell in Decatur and Sherman counties, and in Washington County, reports of hail as well. Now, that system is now into central Missouri. A frontal boundary continues to slide south, where the risk of strong to severe thunderstorms will be over southeastern Kansas later today and tonight. That boundary is going to be lifting back north as a warm front setting up over southern Kansas tomorrow, with another additional chance of thunderstorms Tuesday afternoon. And a system arriving out of the west will bring in a complex of storms Tuesday night into Wednesday across much of Kansas. For northwestern Kansas today, sunny with a high in the upper 70s. Partly sunny in north-central Kansas with a high 85, cooler and low 80s in northeast Kansas. For southwestern Kansas, sunny with today's high in the mid-80s. South-central Kansas, today's high likely in the upper 80s, and a thunderstorm possible in southeast Kansas with a high 85. I'm meteorologist Dan Holliday.
As we look at the early calls today, first off on the livestock side, expecting some early weakness as far as the livestock trade is concerned coming off of the end of last week's trade. But there is a potential early in the week as well for some two-sided trade into the market. We had a lower cash trade at the 172 level from this past week. Now we look at the overnight grain trade. We see wheat futures up 15. Corn futures, old crop up 3, new crop steady to slightly higher. Soybeans 8 cents higher on the old crop, up 3 on the new crop. On firmer markets overall, strength in the energies helped the soy products as well. Black Sea at grain corridor agreement, a big factor in the wheat market too.
Put a frog in a pot of boiling water and it'll jump right out. But put a frog in a pot of cool water and slowly heat it up, that frog will boil. As a metaphor for us and all that we go through as veterans, it's a story that rings true. We learn to endure the heat in silence.